The spiritual condition of America, politics, culture, and current events, analyzed through the lens of Scripture. Welcome to the Alex McFarland Show.
Why should America support Israel, and why should a candidate's position on Israel influence how you should vote? I'm going to give you five reasons that Americans, and certainly Christians, should lead out in this regard, should stand with and support the nation of Israel. And within those five reasons, why the position on Israel of a given candidate or administration should deeply influence how you vote. Hi, Alex McFarland here. You know, we had the privilege a few years ago of leading a trip to Israel, and we, for 11 days, we were in Jerusalem, Israel, the Holy Land. We saw 72 very famous biblical sites. And I've got the privilege, I'll be going back with Tim Wildman and the American Family Association in March of 26, and certainly we'll be keeping you informed about that, because perhaps many of you would like to go with us to the Holy Land, the land of the Bible, and God's city, Jerusalem. But we all know Israel is in the news every day, and as I record this program, it is the one-year anniversary of the tragic terrorist attacks on Israel, October 7, 2023, totally unprovoked. 1,200 people were brutally killed, and it's just been a struggle and a bloodbath ever since. And the irony, when such a brazen attack was levied on Israel, sadly, over the last 12 months, there have been anti-Israel protests. It's estimated that in America, in the United States of America, anti-Semitism has grown 200% since the Hamas, Hezbollah, Islamic terrorist brutal attacks of 1 year ago. And now we're on the eve of the 2024 presidential election, and the candidates' positions on Israel and Israel's right to defend itself, and really, philosophically, Israel's right to even exist, the positions of the candidates, the options before you could not be more different. Donald J. Trump, during his first term, 2016 to 2020, was clearly very pro-Israel, such that he did something no president has ever had the courage to do. He kept America's word, and he put the U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem, where it should be. And World War III did not break out. In fact, it was the right thing to do. And in February of 24, when I was in Nashville, Tennessee, and David Friedman spoke, who was the emissary to Israel under Trump, he said, we all know, had Trump been in the Oval Office October of 23, the terrorist attacks of October 7, a year ago, would not have happened. And I tend to agree. The Democrat Party under Biden and Harris, and presumably it would continue under Harris, has been with the Squad and Rashida Tlaib and AOC to call Netanyahu a war criminal for defending itself. And yet, from time immemorial, nations and individuals have had the right to self-defense. So the position of the Biden administration just in recent months has been to release terrorists, including three that were part of the 9/11 attacks of 20 years ago. And even just this week, Biden is withholding help to Israel in its very fight for its life. Let me say this, though. I'm going to give you, in the context of this radio show, five reasons that I think America, and certainly American Christians, should stand with Israel. But let me say that Republicans have not always just uncritically supported Israel. It is a principled stand. But let's go all the way back to May of 1948. President Harry Truman, a Democrat, repeatedly said, and he reaffirmed it in October of 48, he said that the first nation to recognize the new reborn state of Israel was America under his leadership. And he said, quote, I'm very proud of that. Harry Truman was a Bible believer. as far as we know, he understood and believed in those prophetic promises of the Bible, and he was quick to endorse and affirm Israel. And when he was running for election later, his Republican opponent acknowledged Israel as well, both of those men saying that the Bible had made promises to the Jewish people, and not only politically, militarily, governmentally, but really biblically, it was in the best interest of America to stand with and support the state of Israel. But let's go back. Even Ronald Reagan, arch-conservative Ronald Reagan, for whom I voted when he was running for re-election, there was a time in 1981 that Israel had bombed Iraq's nuclear reactor, and there had been civilian casualties. And Reagan put some sanctions on Israel. And William Safire, the Republican speechwriter for Nixon, William Safire wrote this scathing article about Reagan issuing some sanctions on Israel. I like William Safire, by the way. One of the books that I love to recommend is the New York Times Guide to Essential Knowledge, which William Safire was the editor of. And that's one of those books. I don't think it's in print anymore, sadly, although you can buy it online. I urge you to get that book. So I appreciate William Safire to a point, but he wrote this scathing article in December of 81 when Reagan had issued some sanctions against Israel. And at that time, Menachem Begin had called American Ambassador Samuel Lewis, and Begin gave this, you know, pretty harsh rebuke to Reagan. And let me read this. Menachem Begin had said, quote, "What kind of expression is this, punishing Israel? Are we, Israel, a vassal state of yours? Are we youths of 14 who, if we don't behave properly, are slapped across the fingers?" And Begin, he also read this speech to his cabinet. He said, "Let me tell you, this government will not be bullied or frightened with, quote, punishments. He who threatens us will find us deaf to his threats," end of quote. Now, let me tell you why this is so relevant today, and then I'm going to give you five reasons that we really need to support Israel. I was on a classified briefing, a Zoom call 2 weeks ago, with an IDF general who was on the ground in northern Israel. And you know the Iron Dome, the SDI, goes all the way back to the Reagan years. When a missile is fired at Jerusalem, and Hezbollah and Hamas has fired countless numbers of rockets at Israel. And again, the nation of Israel is engaging in self-defense. But rockets take those things out of the sky with a better than 99% success rate. But also, rockets will go directed to where the bombs came from. Now, for this reason, the Islamic terrorists, and I heard this directly from this general, they've been putting rocket launchers in civilian homes, apartments, daycare centers, and hospitals and this is just wicked, to maximize civilian casualty. This is nothing new. And Begin, when he was sparring with Reagan back in the 80s, and William Safire, again, really rebuked the Reagan White House for chastising Israel for engaging in self-defense. Begin said, quote, "You have no moral right to preach to us about civilian casualties. We have read the history of World War II, and we know about civilian casualties that happen when you're fighting an enemy back then. We always make efforts to avoid hitting civilian populations, but sometimes it is unavoidable," end of quote. And that's the case today, especially when very wickedly these Islamic terrorists, let's remember, they attacked Israel without provocation and without cause. Sadly, sometimes in a fallen world and in a state of war, civilians are injured, if not killed. That's tragic. But Israel has the right to exist and the right to defend itself. Now, when we come back, we're going to talk further about this. I urge you to stay tuned, because our position with Israel should influence not only how we speak and how we influence others, but the persons for whom we vote. Stay tuned.
Fox News and CNN call Alex McFarland a religion and culture expert. Stay tuned for more of his teaching and commentary after this.
You know, I praise God for an amazing year, hands down the most fruitful year in the history of our ministry in terms of people coming to Christ, Christians getting equipped to defend the faith. And as this year winds down, let me ask you to please partner with us with a financial gift. You can give securely online at alexmcfarland.com or mail a check to Alex McFarland Ministries, P.O. Box 10231, Greensboro, North Carolina, 27404.
He's been called trusted, truthful, and timely. Welcome back to the Alex McFarland Show.
Welcome back to the program. If you ever go to the land of Israel, you'll never be the same. It's amazing because you're seeing where history comes alive, and you're seeing where the Bible was written and where God intervened. And I'm always grieved when I hear of anti-Semitism, and very often even Christians sometimes ignorantly say disparaging things about Israel. Look, it's unfortunate. It's been called an impossible situation, but as we vote, I pray that our next administration, whoever that is, and only God knows, but I pray that our ally in the Middle East, the only enclave of human rights and the very same moral code, the Decalogue, that is the philosophical foundation of the American Constitution, the law of Moses, objective moral truth, that is certainly the philosophical foundation of the State of Israel. I hope that our next president will stand with Israel, as all people ought to do, and certainly Christians. Now, let me say this as I give five reasons that Americans and certainly American Christians ought to stand for the Jewish people. There is no more indigenous people group in the world. Look, Muhammad was born in 571. Islam was started about 610 AD. At this moment, the Jewish people have been in their Jewish homeland for four millennia. Islam was started about 1,400 years ago. Well, even when Islam was started, Israel had been in their land 3,500 plus years. And so it's very sad that the world today, where people are so woke and so all about the rights of indigenous people, my goodness, there is no more indigenous people anywhere on the planet than the Jewish people in the land of Israel. But let me give you some reasons that America should stand with Israel, and certainly Christians should lead out in that regard. Number one, the Bible says so. God's word has both promises and warnings to non-Jewish people regarding how they treat Israel. And I've often said the greatest favor any American president could do the American people is to stand with Israel. You know, very famously in Genesis 12, God told Abraham, "I will bless them that bless thee and curse those who curse thee." We need to bless Israel and stand with Israel, their right to exist, because God commands us to do so. And I'm going to come back to that, but let me say this, that certainly the most dangerous errand any country could ever go on is to fight against Israel. Let me just say, for those, whether it be the pharaohs of Egypt, Haman in the book of Esther, Hitler in the 20th century, the Islamic nations attacking Israel in 1967, and again in 1973, and then in the present day, let me say to all the nations that have decided they would make it their business to eradicate Israel, how did that turn out? Not too well. In fact, even in September of 2024, Operation Grim Reaper, it's been called one of the greatest military maneuvers in history. minimizing civilian casualties. When Israel determined that the terrorist leaders, they would buy their beepers from a supplier that was set up, and Israel prepared these things so that when a certain number was used, they would all explode, and terrorist masterminds died. Many were gravely injured, and it was only the beeper-carrying terrorists that were subject to this strike. I mean, it was military and technological genius. You want to fight against Israel or betray the Jewish state? You do so at your own peril. Do you know in Isaiah 40, verse 1, the prophet issues this word from God, "Comfort, yes, comfort ye my people, says your God." Now think about this. Who is being called upon to comfort Israel? Well, it's not a call for the Jews to comfort themselves. God is calling the Gentile people who allegedly acknowledge God and know God to stand with Israel and comfort Israel in wartime. Isn't that amazing? And so why should Americans comfort or stand with Israel? Because the Bible says so. And the Bible has grave warnings, and history itself would bear those out for those that betray Israel. Secondly, reason number two that I believe Americans should stand with Israel, and certainly Christians, think about this. The prophetic restoration of Israel is a proof of the trustworthiness of the Bible. And as such, this is just an undeniable evidence proving Scripture. This should be a blessing to all Christians. You know, John Wesley, the founder of Methodism, and it's interesting how many of the reformers and then post-Reformation leaders, and this was, you know, centuries before the rebirth of the nation of Israel in May of 1948, many of the reformers believed that Israel would be reborn as a nation one day, and this would happen just before the return of Jesus Christ. And John Wesley, in the 1700s, commented on the prophetic verses regarding the nation of Israel. He said, quote, "So many prophecies refer to this grand event that it is surprising any Christian can doubt it. When it is accomplished, it will be so strong a demonstration, both of Old and New Testament revelation, that will doubtless convince many. It will release overflowing life to the world, which was dead." End of quote. Isn't that something? Because we've talked about it many times. During the time of the Enlightenment, and then in the late 1700s, the birth of what was called higher criticism or German liberalism, many people that were not convinced of the Bible's divine origin and the Bible's trustworthiness, people would say, oh, well, the Bible must be false. Maybe the Bible is right about some things. Jesus died on the cross. But Revelation talks much about the nation of Israel, but there is no Israel since March of 70 AD. Therefore, the Bible must be incorrect, or some of these prophecies won't literally come true. Maybe they were just allegorical. But many of the reformers and post-Reformation leaders like Wesley believed that just before the end of history, there would be a rebirth of the nation of Israel, and it would be a tangible proof of the supernatural nature of the Bible, God's Word. And I agree, my goodness, the desert has bloomed. Israel has been reborn. There are more Jewish believers in Yeshua at this moment than at any other time previous since the first century. And so we need to stand with Israel, because this is proof of God's miraculous, providential, and yes, prophetic hand in world history. Well, stay tuned. We're going to come back. We've got a brief break, and then we'll resume our five reasons that we ought to stand with and vote for Israel.
Fox News and CNN call Alex McFarland a religion and culture expert. Stay tuned for more of his teaching and commentary after this.
Are you planning to vote in 2024? Hi, Alex McFarland here. You know, a lot of people are unsure if they should bother to vote. We've created what we call a first-time voter's guide. It's at alexmcfarland.com/vote. There's some articles on why people of all ages, and especially Christians, should care enough to vote and what issues are significant and worthy of your attention. Download our free voter's guide, alexmcfarland.com/vote.
He's been called trusted, truthful, and timely. Welcome back to the Alex McFarland Show.
Welcome back to the program. Alex McFarland here as we resume our five reasons that we should stand with Israel. I want to thank everybody who prays for this ministry and financially supports. You know, you may give securely online at alexmcfarland.com. There's a donate button. You can give with absolute security, or you can mail a check if you would. And please, all of your gifts are tax deductible. As you know, we had an amazing summer with seven camps. We had a crusade in Texas. We're sending out literature, these voter guides. The Lord is doing a lot, and thousands a year are accepting Christ. Please stand with us financially and help us in the restoration of Christianity in America. Our growing staff is featured in our fall 2024 newsletter. So two things I would say. You could mail a check to simply TNG, as in Truth for a New Generation, TNG, P.O. Box 10231, Greensboro, NC 27404. And also, I want to remind you that I will be at the Cove next summer, the Billy Graham Training Center in Western North Carolina. I'll be there twice. This is a first for me to go twice in 1 year. The first time, I'll be teaching the book of Job beginning at around July 28th. It's a 3-day seminar. Then I'll be back with J. Warner Wallace. Jim Wallace, Cold Case Christianity. We'll be doing a session on apologetics. I would love to have you there, and you can check out that at thecove.org, and we hope to see you in Western North Carolina at the Cove next summer. Well, let's talk about Israel. The third reason that I believe that Christians and all Americans should stand with Israel is because every person in the world is indebted to the Jewish people. Yes, that's true. And certainly every born-again believer is indebted to the Jewish people. Now, Jesus himself said in John 4:22, salvation is of the Jews. You know, the Bible says, unto the Jews were committed the oracles of God. God promised Abraham that through his lineage, he would send the Messiah, and that's true. Jesus came, certainly at Christmas, my absolute favorite time of the year. We celebrate the coming of Christ, Galatians 4:4, in the fullness of time, but also the Mosaic Law, and not only the moral code of Exodus 20, the Ten Commandments, but so much of civilization and human rights and due process, just due process and honest representation and hearing both sides before a court case is adjudicated. I mean, things the whole wide world takes for granted. We can thank the Jewish people for these things. Now, salvation came to the Gentile people through Israel, and we really are indebted to the Jews. We should return a debt of thanks. And I've often said, and as many who listen know, I love the arts, I love music. I mean, it is just fascinating, the disproportionately huge amount of innovation, technological achievement, invention has been given to the world through the Jewish people. And then in the arts, hey, Jewish people gave the world Elvis and the Beatles. Marion Kiesker discovered Elvis. Brian Epstein discovered and then managed the Beatles. On and on we could go, but I'll keep it spiritual here. Every born-again believer is indebted to the Jewish people because Jesus, I would say this, Jesus is still Jewish. I mean, think about Revelation 5:5. The Lord Jesus, at the end of time, in his glorified body, who comes back to rule and reign, he returns on a white horse, but Jesus declares himself, quote, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Jesus is still Jewish, and we Gentiles are grafted in, praise God, if you believe in Jesus. But by serving the Jewish people, we serve the earthly family of Jesus. God knows who stands with Israel and who doesn't. The fourth reason, I would say this, we should stand with Israel. We should vote for candidates that will unequivocally stand with Israel and against terrorism and Israel's right to exist. But look, Israel's restoration as a nation is more than just about Israel. Israel's restoration, providentially superintended over, it's also about God's name and God's character. Let me read you a scripture in Ezekiel 36, 23 and following. God says about the restoration of Israel, quote, not for your sake, but for my holy name's sake, I will restore you, and I will sanctify my great name. The nations will know that I am the Lord, says the Lord your God. Now, isn't this amazing? It's almost like, you know, Psalm 138, verse 2. You know, why do we defend that the Bible is the Word of God? Because to impugn the Word of God is really to impugn the character of God. Because God says in Psalm 132, 8, he says, my word have I exalted above my name. It's part of the reason why we do not have the right to declassify anything that God calls sinful. Morals, marriage, human sexuality, gender has not been changed. God will betray his revealed word the same day he betrays his own nature, which is to say, never at all. And so the restoration of Israel, listen, if you don't stand with Israel, you're not standing with God and his character. Because back to Ezekiel 36, God said, when I take you from among the nations, gather you out of all countries, and bring you to your own land, and that's been happening hugely since the 19th century, hugely since 1948, hugely in our own times, God says, I will regather and restore you, not for your sake, but for my holy name's sake. Remember this, God is a covenant-keeping God, and he has kept his promises to God. You know, in Genesis 15, God made this covenant with Abraham, and there is no replacement, based on Galatians 6:16, which it speaks of the Israel of God. And that's a reference to the fact that Gentiles become Jewish. When do Gentiles become Jewish? When they believe in Yeshua, Messiah. But God, for his name, because he keeps his word in light of his righteous character, God has preserved the Jewish people and rebirthed the nation of Israel because he keeps his word and he kept his covenant promises to Abraham. But the fifth reason that America and certainly American Christians should lead out in standing with Israel is because we have a vested political interest in continuing to stand with and for Israel. Dr. Jeff Myers of Summit Ministries, a longtime colleague and friend, he says that it's not just a geopolitical issue, it's a theopolitical issue. That is really true. And the land of Israel belongs to the Jewish people by historical precedent, by divine right. And I would say, folks, we have to be very careful. There is an indoctrination taking place that's anti-Semitism. It's horrible. It's tragic. I mean, really, we have stood with the Jewish people for decades because the Holocaust was an unspeakably evil, wicked attempt by Hitler to eradicate the Jewish people. The Palestinian Islamic terrorists, with their worldview, they think they're serving truth and their God in the genocide against the Jewish people. And I would just plead for all voters to remember that Israel are the chosen people of God, whom God loves. Jeremiah says this in Jeremiah 31. The Lord appeared to me, saying, yes, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, I have drawn you. Again, I will build you, and you shall be rebuilt, O Virgin of Israel. Jeremiah 31, 2 through 4, I would refer you to. Folks, to stand against Israel is ultimately to square off against God himself. I beg of you, Christians, pray for the peace of Jerusalem, Psalm 122, 6. But American voters, do your homework. Stand with and for candidates. And this is not hard to figure out, people. Stand with candidates that will stand with Israel. This is Alex McFarland. May God bless you in all things.
Alex McFarland Ministries are made possible through the prayers and financial support of partners like you. For over 20 years, this ministry has been bringing individuals into a personal relationship with Christ and has been equipping people to stand strong for truth. Learn more and donate securely online at alexmcfarland.com. You may also reach us at Alex McFarland, P.O. Box 10231, Greensboro, North Carolina, 27404, or by calling 1-877-YES-GOD and the number 1. That's 1-877-YES-GOD-1. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you again on the next edition of the Alex McFarland Show.